morning. Good morning, Margaret. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Lord, we just commit this word to you.
主啊，我们把今天要分享的话语交在你的手上。
We pray that your anointing and your fire would fall on this word.
主啊，愿你的恩膏和你的火降临在你自己的话语上面。
And that our hearts will be gripped with the message of Jerusalem's final hour.
我们的心会被耶路撒冷最终的结局的这些话语所抓住。
We bless you and bless the hearing of your word in Yeshua's name.
我们奉耶稣基督名来祝福你的话语，祝福听众。
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming out on a Saturday.
星期六的早上，我们大家能够来，就是很感谢神，谢谢大家。
In Israel, we don't call this day Saturday.
在以色列，我们不把今天叫做星期六。
How many of you know what we call it?
我们叫它什么？
Shabbat.Or Sabbath,
安息日
or in Hebrew, Shabbat.
Shabbat, 安息日
And I won't do a whole teaching on Shabbat right now. I just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom.
我只是要跟大家说安息日平安
If you're walking down the street, I live in Jerusalem.
现在我住在耶路撒冷
So if you're walking down the street, you just say Shabbat Shalom to everybody.
你在街道上走星期六，我们会彼此打招呼，说安息日平安
Which means have a peaceful Sabbath day.
也就是说有一个平安的安息日
So I want to share today about how we pray for Jerusalem and how we understand what we see and what will be.
今天我要教导我们如何为耶路撒冷来祷告，我们也如何怎么样来看待它在耶路撒冷发生的事情和即将发生的事情。
Jerusalem is mentioned over 800 times in Scripture.
圣经中八百多次提到耶路撒冷。
And If you're a student of the word, you might notice that there seem to be two very extreme kinds of words spoken about Jerusalem and about Israel in general.
如果我们是一个圣经的学习者，可以看到关于耶路撒冷的话语分为两个很极端的部分。
If you look at the big picture, that's what I want to do today.
今天我要跟大家讲到一个大的图画。
You will see.Scriptures where God is saying the harshest, most serious judgments against Israel and against Jerusalem.
看到圣经中有很多地方讲到对耶路撒冷、对犹太、以色列非常严厉的这个审判、严厉的话语。
You will see terrible pronouncements of His anger, His cursing, even saying He divorced her.
看到神很就是很严厉的话语，就是他的怒气，甚至说要跟耶路撒冷来离婚。
You will even see him using graphic language describing Israel as a prostitute and saying some things that you wouldn't read in public.
甚至用到一些词语，就是描述他耶路撒冷好像一个淫妇一样，这些词我们都公众都不想看到的。
Some of them I feel embarrassed to read even in my own house.
甚至我在家里读那些话语我都觉得不好意思。
And if you only read those sections, you can understand why some Christians have said, God is so finished with them.
所以如果我们只读那一部分的话语，我们就可以了解为什么很多基督徒说神已经弃绝以色列了。
He says harsher things about his own city and his own nation than he says about blasphemous Gentiles.
他对于这个他自己的城、自己的国所说的这些严厉的判断话语，甚至比他说到外邦的还要严厉。
And that's one extreme, but it's the word of God, and we need to deal with it.
那确实是一个话语的极端，但是这是神说的话，我们需要阅读。
But then hundreds of other scriptures, you see a distant opposite extreme of God's emotions.
但是还有很多几百处的地方，神用完全不同的一个心情和感情来描述耶路撒冷。
You see the most profound expressions of commitment and burning love to be faithful to the end to this people, this land, and this nation.
你会看到神对于这个国家、这个民族，从他内心深处最强烈的爱，而且这个爱一直持续到永恒。
You see God's heart stretching out to the point of bleeding blood.To save and gather this nation under his wings of protection and love.
他的神的爱的心就那样伸展出来，好像他的每一个他的心都在流血，要把这个民族再一次抱回来。
And if you only read those scriptures, you come to an extreme theology that says God loves Jerusalem and Israel so much that nothing they could ever do would be wrong and he could never be angry at them.
你如果只读这一方面的话语的话，你会说神是这么样爱耶路撒冷，爱他的子民，所以他们再做怎么样的错事都没关系。
And so in the body of Christ, you see both extremes.
所以我们作为基督的身体，我们看到两个极端了。
And if you are called to build the house of prayer,
如果我们被呼召要来建祷告的殿,
if you are called to be watching on the walls for Jerusalem and for Israel's prophetic destiny,
如果我们呼召要来做耶路撒冷和犹太国家的守望者,
you cannot afford to be on either side of those extremes in your big theology.
在我们这个大的图画这个概念里面，我们不能走在任何一个极端里面。
You have to know God's passion for Jerusalem.
首先我们要知道神对耶路撒冷的爱。
But you have to be willing to stand in the gap for her sins and idolatry.
但确实我们也要愿意站在她的罪和那个淫乱上面来为悔改。
And if you don't think she could ever have any sin, you can't really intercede for a wicked people.
如果你不知道耶路撒冷真的犯过这么大的罪，你没有办法站在她的位置上来为她悔改。
God will bless those who bless Israel, and he will curse those who curse Israel.
祝福以色列的神会祝福他，咒诅以色列的神会咒诅他。
Everything we do must be motivated by love, just the way everything the Father in heaven does is motivated by love.
我们所做的任何事就如同天父一样，都是要出于爱的动机。
Did you notice as Bob was teaching over the last couple days that even the worst judgments, the most horrible plagues, did you notice that God's heart was still to redeem as many as possible with the least possible damage?
前两天 Bob 的信息讲到说，即使在神最严厉的审判中，神的心还是特别的愿意救赎，就是在尽量少的损伤里面来尽量多的救赎。
Remember with Pharaoh and the 10 plagues of Egypt, that's an exact parallel to what we will see in the trumpet and the bowls of wrath.
记得在埃及法老的那个十灾，那个十灾就是预表着将来的那个我们昨天讲到的七碗和七灾的这个灾。
God didn't start out by just destroying Egypt and say, well, you're free now.
神并没有说就毁灭埃及，然后说好，以色列人你们自由了。
He warned.
他警告。
Moses interceded.
摩西还代祷。
Moses confronted the greatest dictator on the earth.
摩西还走到这个就是全世界最大的这个权柄这个法老的面前来交涉。
Moses said, "If you don't let my people go, God's going to show you His power, and you won't like it."
摩西说，如果你不悔改的话，神就会降下灾来。
He sent the plagues little by little, with very little destruction at first.
所以，这个灾是一个一个的逐渐的降下来。
7 days the Nile turned to blood, but they could get water if they dug deeper in the side canals.
就像那个水要变成这个血，但是如果他们在旁边挖井的话，他还是可以得到新鲜的水。
They had gnats and they were scratchy.
他们身上有这个跳蚤。
They had lice and they were miserable.
他的头上也有这个虱子。
But they weren't dead.
但是还是没有被毁灭啊，没有死。
They had frogs and it was disgusting.
他们有青蛙是很恶心。
But they were alive and their children were still okay.
但他们还活着，他们的子女还都还活着。
It wasn't God's heart to kill people. It was his heart to say, I'm really powerful and you really don't want to rebel against what I want and I want you to let my people go.
所以神的心意不是要来毁灭人，而是说要来彰显给他们看神的能力是多么样的大，就是让他们不要再这样悖逆了，就让我的百姓走吧。
Here's an easy theology of God's heart.
这是神的心里的活动。
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
你是愿意这样选择这样的方式呢，还是选择更严厉的方式呢？
If you understand that principle, you understand God's heart in mercy and in judgment.
你如果知道神的原则，你就知道神的怜悯和神的审判。
Jesus took the hardest way that could ever, ever, ever have been paid for mankind.
耶稣已经选择了就是人类历史上可能的最严厉的残酷的惩罚的方法。
He did it the hard way so we could do it the easy way if we would soften our heart.
耶稣已经选择了最严厉的惩罚，所以我们可以有在比较轻易的这个方式里面就可以来解决。
He took the plagues, he took the wrath, he took hell, so that we just have to kneel at the cross.
所以耶稣已经选择了咒诅，选择了刑罚，选择了下到阴间，所以我们可以只用跪在十字架的面前就可以。
He took every disease that has ever been known by man and absorbed it into his own body on the cross and when he was being scourged.
耶稣在十字架上受鞭伤的时候，他已经承担了人类所有的疾病。
Every sin, every filth, every child abuse, every blasphemy, he took it as his own punishment.
所有的罪，所有的流血，所有的亵渎，所有的这些方面的罪，他都已经承担了。
That's why the Father says, "We can do it the easy way because my Son did it the hard way."
这就是上帝说，我们可以选择容易的方式，因为我的儿子已经付上了最大的代价。
But if the nations harden their hearts long enough, like Pharaoh did, God's going to turn up the heat and make the warnings get harder and harder until he has to break them in two.
但是如果这个列国就像法老一样硬着他的心一直到最后，那神就要不断地来升级他的这个处罚，一直到他的愤怒就是一直到就是被毁灭。
This principle is true of the way he deals with Israel and the way he deals with all the other nations. That principle is still basically the same.
这个原则都是基本适用的，适用他的百姓以色列人，也适用于列国。
And so that gives you the bigger picture of the tension in God's heart, the anger at Israel's sin, but the faithfulness to the promises that he made to Abraham.
所以这就给我们显示了神的心肠，在他心里面的那种的爱，同时他看到以色列人犯的罪是这么的重大，但是同时他又要来信实于他向亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Sometimes you'll be reading Isaiah or Jeremiah, and in one sentence he's saying, you will be cursed in your food, you will be cursed in your childbirth, you will be cursed every which way, in one sentence. And the next sentence he's saying, I will save you, I will give you water in the desert, and you see the blessings.
所以我们就经常会在以赛亚书中，在耶利米书中都可以看到，一方面神说我要咒诅你，咒诅你的食物，咒诅你的生产，咒诅你各个方面，下面一句神就会说，我祝福你，我要救你，我要来依然来爱你。
We won't turn to this now, but in a few minutes we're going to open to Isaiah 65, where in the one chapter he gives the most terrible judgments against Israel and promises them every millennial blessing that Bob spoke about.
过一会我们要看以赛亚书六十五章，一面那个最严厉的惩罚，一面他又把祝福写在这边。
Was Isaiah schizophrenic that he couldn't make up his mind?
是以赛亚写书的时候头脑昏了吗？不知道该写什么吗
？Isaiah needed us to see the tension in God's heart between wrath and faithfulness to His covenants. Wrath and faithfulness to His covenants.
是以赛亚要让我们从这些经文中看到神的心意，他里面的张力，一方面是他的愤怒，一方面是他对他自己约的这个信实。
It's all summed up when Jesus, I believe in Matthew 23, said, Jerusalem, how often I wanted to protect you.
都表现在马太福音二十三中，耶稣说，耶路撒冷啊，我多么的愿意来保护你。
I could see in the future what harm was going to come to your children, and I wanted to gather you under my wings so they wouldn't be allowed to touch you.
耶稣说，我会看到将来你要受的灾，但是我多么的愿意来保护你，你在我翅膀的荫下，就让你不要你免受这些灾。
I wanted to show you my Father's faithful covenant love to keep all the enemies away from you.
我真的很愿意向你来显示天父对你的爱，让所有的敌人都远离你。
You see that tension in his heart. He was speaking for the Father.
看到耶稣当时在讲述天父的心肠，他心里面的状况。
And then he expresses the terrible, terrible, murderous judgment that is about to come because they wouldn't let him love them.
然后他就宣告了，就是很可怕的一个，就是他们的结局是因为以色列人不愿意被神保护。
It would be like a rebellious teenager,
就像一个悖逆的年轻人一样
，wanting to go on a holiday to a sinful city.
在假期的时候要走到一个邪恶的城市去。
And the father knows.They're going to be sexually molested or robbed or beaten or drugged or murdered.
那个父亲知道他到那里去一定会有淫乱、吸毒、犯罪等等的事情。
And the father says, "You may not go there." And the son says, "I'll go there anyway."
父亲就说你不能去这个孩子说我也肯定要去的
And the father says, no, no, even if you go in rebellion, you won't be blessed. I can't protect you over in that country.
父亲说你不要去你如果被捏到那个地方去的话我不没有办法保护你
They will hate you. They will do horrible things to you, and you'll never be able to get back home.
那里人会恨你那里人会对你做很多不好的事情 你没有办法回来的
He'll plead with that child, but if that child goes out from under his wings, the father cannot rescue them in that state of rebellion.
所以这个父亲会恳求这个儿子但是这个儿子如果执意不要在父亲的这个保护之下的话这个儿子就得不到这个因着他的悖逆得不到父亲的保护了
Okay, that's all I wanted to say about laying a foundation of the tension between wrath and mercy that is always in the heart of God toward all the nations but how much more for Israel and Jerusalem
我所有讲的一下让大家有个概念就是在父亲的心中这样的张力一方面是、这个愤怒一方面是这种、爱的挽回他对列国都是一样但是尤其对耶路撒冷以色列更是这样
Now, the basic covenant with Abraham most of you are very familiar with
我们都很熟悉神给亚伯拉罕立的约
I don't want to teach on that in depth because we have to cover the whole end times and the millennium
我没有时间细讲因为我们要需要讲前几年的
So I'm just going to say thisAbraham displayed huge trust and faithfulness when he left his father's home and traveled about 700-800 miles to a land he didn't know.
当亚伯拉罕离开他父家，往神所指示他的这个远方的这个地方去的时候，他向神显示了极大的信心和信靠。
His father was an idolater, and Abraham and Sarah left that world of Ur of the Chaldees and went to a new land where he would live in tents forever and never build his own house.
亚伯拉罕的父亲是个拜偶像的人，所以他跟他的妻子撒拉就离开他的父家，就是到神指示的地方去。但是在那里，他需要可能一生都要帐篷里面度过。
And God changed his name from Exalted Father to Father of Many Nations.
神就改变亚伯拉罕的名字从至高的父到万国的父
His name was Avram and then God changed it to Avraham a father of many
以前他叫亚伯兰后来他叫亚伯拉罕多国的父
And God had already promised him that land that we now call Israel except it was bigger than what is modern Israel what God promised him
神已经向他应许了以色列国、就是现在的以色列国但是比现在的版图要大
But then God tested Abraham in the most terrible, terrible moment of his life.
然后神就来试炼他，他一生中，那这就是最大的一次试炼。
God had promised him against all biological reality that his 90-year-old wife and Abraham's 100-year-old body would conceive a little baby boy who would be the father of nations.
神已经应许亚伯拉罕在一百岁他的妻子在九十岁的时候要、就是是、不管所有人类的生理的状况神应许他要生一个儿子这个儿子要做这个多国的父亲
And you know the story and in the end Isaac was born the child of the promise
我们都知道这个故事以撒的降生就是这个应许之子
And Abraham loved his son Isaac and was grooming him to walk into the same covenant and promise that Abraham had received
亚伯拉罕非常的爱他这个儿子跟他的儿子就是带领他长大跟他一起进入这个跟神的约里面
And when Isaac reached a certain age the Bible doesn't tell us his exact age when this terrible Gethsemane moment happened
当以撒达到一定的岁数圣经没有告诉我们是多少岁的时候就他就要面临这个最可怕的考验
Some feel he was as young as 12 or 13 when his father tried to kill him
有些人觉得他那个时候大概12、13岁
And some, the rabbis say he was 37.
有一些拉比说他大概37岁。
I really don't know how old he was.
我不知道他那个时候是多少岁。
But he was old enough to know exactly what was going on.
但他已经大到足够明白什么事情要发生了。
I personally don't think he was anywhere near 37 because the scripture calls him by the word the youth or the young boy or the young man.
我个人不认为他那个时候已经37岁了因为圣经里叫他说那个年轻人少年人
In my opinion he was between 12 and 17
我认为他在12到17岁中间
But anyway God told him to take his son who was the son of the promise and offer him as a burnt offering on a mountain which is now what we call Jerusalem.
神那个时候就叫亚伯拉罕带上他的应许之子到那座山上去把他献为燔祭，那个地方就是耶路撒冷。
This story is very, very hard for people to grasp and to think why God did that, or what if Abraham... I don't know. It's just a very hard story.
很多人对这个故事真的难以明白理解，为什么神要让亚伯拉罕做这件艰难的事情呢？
And from that story, we can derive a principle about God, and it's one we're not real happy about.
从这个事件中，我们可以得到神的一个做事的原则。
How many of you have heard Christians say, God would never do that?
多少人听到基督徒说，神永远不会做这件事。
God would never let this happen to me.
神绝对不会让这件事在我身上发生。
God would never say that.
神肯定不会这样说话。
Have you ever heard that?
我们有没有听到过基督徒这样说话？
Have you ever thought that?
我们有没有这样想过？
Well, here's the bad news.
这现在是一个坏消息。
Yes, he would.
神会的。
Yes, he would.
神会那样做。
It's all through the Bible, the things that he would allow or even tell someone to do. And it violates our human psychological judgment of what is good and what is bad. The tree of good and evil tells us God would never do that.
但是透过圣经，我们看到神确实会，而且他常常也允许一些事情发生。这是跟我们人的这个善恶好坏，从善恶知识树上来的这些想法是相抵触的。
And I can promise you something.
我可以向你保证。
If you love Jesus,
如果你爱耶稣的话。
At some point in your life, God will put you to a test that you will think is too hard or too terrible, or God would never.
神会把你放到人生的某一些处境里面，你会想，耶稣应该不会让这些事情发生在我身上。
Make up your mind now.
你现在就要想清楚。
Before he turns up the heat. Before he turns up the pressure and the heat.
在神对你的试炼升温以前，你先要搞清楚。
Make up your mind now that if you know it's God, you will submit and obey, even if it's too terrible to bear.
你现在就要来做一个决定。你知道，如果是出于神的，不管是多么艰难，不管是多么的严峻，你都要来顺服。
This is not because God is cruel or unkind or angry at you.
这不是神太残酷了，或者对你生气了。
Peter says, do not be surprised at the fiery trials that come upon you, as if some weird thing was happening that shouldn't be happening.
彼得说，当火般的试炼临到你的时候，不要以为稀奇。
Peter says, your father loves you so much, your faith means so much to him that he will test it in fire, because there's no other way for him to test your faith.
彼得说：“你的信心对神来说是非常的重要，以至于他要用火般的试炼来试验你，否则你的信心没办法得到试验。”
And when you have come through that fire with trust and obedience, like Abraham did, your faith will be pure gold, worth millions and millions of pounds of gold in heaven in your eternal reward.
当你的信心和顺服像亚伯拉罕一样经过火的试炼，它就比宝贵的金晶还要宝贵许多倍。
So you want those overcoming rewards that Bob spoke about. He said the rewards are so high, the authority will be trusted with.
所以我们都想要得到 Bob 前两天讲的天上极大的这个赏赐。
How many of you want those rewards?
有多少人想要这样的赏赐，那个赏赐，巨大
的赏赐。I want them with all my heart.
我全心的想要那样的赏赐。
Salvation is free.
救恩是白白的。
But the rewards of millennial authority come with a price.
但是千禧年的赏赐和随之而来给你的权柄是要付代价的。
Not everyone who's saved will be called an overcomer on that day.
不是每一个得救的人到那一天都会被称为得胜者。
Salvation is a free gift, but if you want to rule and reign over cities and nations, we have to qualify by letting God test our faith in the fire.
救恩是白白的，但是如果你想得到在千禧年与神执政共同执政掌权，你就要允许神把你的信心放在火般的试炼之下。
He's worth it.
神是配得的。
How many of you sing that song? He is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb.
多少人会唱《神羔羊配得》这个歌
？I don't know about the Chinese version, but in English, worthy means he's worth it all.
配得就是他。他配得这一切。
He's worth it. He's worth what we're going to go through to overcome.
我们所有要经过的，我们要得胜的，神是配得我们这些。
So Abraham passed a test that probably most of us would not have passed.
所以亚伯拉罕经过了这样的考试验，我们中间可能很多人不会通过这样的试验。
Take your son, your only son, who you love, and offer him to me as a burnt offering on the mountain I will show you, on the mountain I have chosen.
把你独生的爱子献作燔祭，在我所指示你的山上。
Abraham obeyed and bound his son on the altar, lifted up the knife against his son, and seconds before that moment, the angel of the Lord said, No! Don't do it.
亚伯拉罕就顺服把他的儿子绑捆绑在祭坛上面拿刀拔刀正要杀他的那一瞬间天使就出现说不要请你住手。
Did Abraham know God was going to stop him at the last minute?
你认为亚伯拉罕知道神在最后一秒钟会阻止他吗？
When Nebuchadnezzar threw those three Hebrew teenagers into the furnace, did they know that Jesus was going to stand there and keep them from getting burned?
那个但以理的三个朋友在丢到火炉火窑之前，他们知道神会保守他们的性命吗？
他们知道吗？
他们知道吗？
They didn't know.
他们不知道。
They didn't know they would be rescued. They said to the king, Our God is able to save us even from your furnace. But even if he doesn't, we will not take the mark of the beast. We will not worship you.
那三个朋友对那个国王说，我们的大能的神必拯救我们脱离你的手，既或不然，我们也不拜你。
They passed their test, and you will see them in the government of Jerusalem very soon.
他们通过了这个火的试炼，你很快你会看到他们在耶路撒冷，神要付给他们权柄。
Abraham did not know God was going to stop him that close.
亚伯拉罕不知道，到那么最后的一瞬间，神才制止他。
But when he left his servants, he said, "The boy and I will return after we worship."
但是亚伯拉罕在上山以前对他的仆人说：“我和童子在拜神以后，我们会回来。”
He didn't say to them, say goodbye to Isaac. It's the last time you're going to see him.
他没有跟仆人说跟以撒拜拜吧，因为你再也看不见他了。
He said, we're going to go worship and the boy and I will return.
他说我们去敬拜神，然后我和童子会一起回来。
And the writer of Hebrews says, Abraham actually believed he was going to kill his son and God was going to raise him from the dead. He knew he was coming back because Isaac had a destiny and he hadn't finished it.
但是希伯来书的作者说亚伯拉罕是知道他会得他的儿子活活的回来，因为他儿子以撒身上的命定还没有完成。
Abraham had never seen a resurrection in his life, like we've seen Jesus raised from the dead, but Abraham never even saw one and he believed in it.
亚伯拉罕在一生中从来没有见过死人复活，像我们见到耶稣复活一样，但是他却有信心。
All of that whole story of Abraham'sAlmost sacrificing Isaac was to paint a picture of Jesus, the Son of God, being sacrificed on that same mountain.
亚伯拉罕献以撒的整个故事是预表耶稣在同一座山上把自己献上当作活祭。
That was a prophetic picture because when God stopped Abraham, he said, Now I know that you love me.
整个图画是一个先知性的图画，因为神对亚伯拉罕说：“现在我知道你爱我。”
Because you didn't withhold your only son.
因为你没有留下自己独生的爱子。
He was painting a prophetic picture for our generation.
这是在画一个先知性的图画，是为了我们这个世代。
He wanted to see if there was one man on the whole earth that loved him enough to not withhold his only son from slaughter.
他要看看这个世界上有没有一个人因着爱他的缘故可以舍去自己的独生子。
I don't know what would have happened to us if Abraham had not obeyed.
如果亚伯拉罕那个时候没有顺服，我不知道今天我们会怎么样。
I don't know if the father would have put his only son through that. I just don't know. But it's something to think about.
我也不知道神是不是会将他的独生子赐给我们，我不知道。
And just as Abraham laid on Isaac's back the wood that was going to be his own sacrifice. The father laid on Yeshua's back the wood of his own altar.
亚伯拉罕让他的儿子以撒自己背负献祭的那个柴火，就像耶稣背负他的十字架一样。
And so God has chosen Jerusalem forever because of what Abraham did and what Jesus did.
所以神就永远地选择了以色列这个国家，是因为亚伯拉罕所做的事，也因为耶稣所做的事。
Abraham's sacrifice was so precious to God that he chose that mountain to be the place where he would build a permanent tabernacle, house of prayer, forever and ever, past the millennium, and for billions of years into eternity.
亚伯拉罕的献祭在上帝的眼中是如此的宝贵，以至于神要在他献祭的那座山上要建这个永远的这个帐幕，不仅要透过千禧年，而且一直要带到新天新地去。
Abraham's act of sacrifice created a permanent open heaven and portal to heaven that God would place his house of prayer there forever.
亚伯拉罕的这个献祭是这样子重要，他打开了这个天，让神要透过这个天和这个的连接来永远的赐下一个祷告的殿在那个山上。
There have been periods where the Jewish people acted good and periods where the Jewish people acted horrible.
在历史中以色列人有的时候做得很好，有的时候行得很恶。
There's been great faith and sacrifice and obedience, and there's been great idolatry and rebellion.
有过，他们曾经有过很大的信心，很大的信靠，他们也有过很大的淫乱和悖逆。
You see it all through the Bible, and you see that tension in God's heart between anger at their rebellion and joy at their faith.
我们在整本圣经都能看到这些事情，我们也可以看到神的心里面这个张力，一边对他们犯罪的恨恶，一边是对他们这个怜悯和慈爱。
But God is not a human with a mind that changes its mind whenever something goes wrong.
但是神不像人一样，一有事情发生就会不停地改变主意。
He is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should change his mind.
他不是人，就是会改变他的主意。
God swore to Abraham, he lifted up his mighty right arm, which covers the whole universe, and swore that Israel would belong to the Jewish people, and that God's house would be on the mount forever.
神伸他全能的右手来启示说，这个他祷告的殿会永远在这个地方，属于以色列人。
He has chosen Jerusalem, and he will finish his work in Jerusalem.
他已经拣选了耶路撒冷，他会在耶路撒冷完成就他的工作。
In the millennial kingdom, Jerusalem will be the capital of the earth.
在千禧年，耶路撒冷是全球的中心。
When the millennium is over, Jerusalem will be the capital of the whole universe when heaven comes down and fully merges with the earth in what Bob calls the eternal state.
当千禧年结束以后，当天降临，整个降临在地上，耶路撒冷会成为全宇宙，就是整个新天新地的中心。
His faithfulness is not based on our zeal and our strength and our faithfulness.
神的信实不是建立在我们的能力、信靠和我们是否信实上面。
He swore by his own name, and that settles it.
神因着他自己的名来起誓，就定了。
The nations rage with political schemes to destroy Jerusalem, or split Jerusalem, or give it to another people.
列国敌对的国有各样的计谋、各样的诡计，要来分裂耶路撒冷、以色列，或者是让其他的人住到这个土地上。
They say the Jews are evil and they don't love God anyway, so why should they be special?
很多人说犹太人也充满了罪恶，他们也不爱上帝，为什么他们还这么特殊？
They say the Jews displaced the Palestinian people. The Jews took away the Palestinian right as if there was a Palestinian nation before that.
他说是以色列人把本来住在那里的巴勒斯坦人赶走的。
I don't have time to teach on the history of that conflict right now.
我没有时间来讲很多的历史。
But The rebirth of the modern state of Israel did not involve any Jewish people stealing any land from any Arabs, and there was no Palestinian nation ever.
但是新以色列国的成立并没有掠夺或者是欺骗任何其他的国家，而且才在他这个国家成立前，那里也没有巴勒斯坦国。
There were Arabs and Jews that have always lived in that tract of land, but there was never a Palestinian nation.
在那块土地上确实一直住着犹太人和阿拉伯人，但是从来没有一个巴勒斯坦国家。
If you read your New Testament, it's called Israel.
如果我们读我们的新约的话，是叫做以色列人。
It didn't start being called Palestine until Rome named it after the Philistines. In Hebrew, Palestine and Philistine are the same word. Rome called it that title. In ancient times, Israel had an enemy called the Philistines.
非利士人嘛，是不是？古代的他就是在以前的以色列人的仇敌最大的一个是非利士人哈。
And when Rome destroyed Jerusalem in 70 A.D.
所以当罗马人在主前七十年就是毁灭了以色列的时候
，They wanted to erase the word Israel. They wanted to erase the nation.
他想把这个国家整个的就是灭掉。
So they thought, okay, who is Israel's worst enemy? The Philistines.
他们就想谁是以色列最大的仇敌呢？是非利士人。
In Hebrew, the word Philistine and Palestine are the same root word.
哦，在那个希伯来文里面，非利士人和巴勒斯坦是同一个词。
So there really was never a nation called Palestine, but the enemies of Israel changed the name deliberately.
所以从来就没有巴勒斯坦国，而是以色列人的仇敌呢，就是自己私自就是改了这个名字。
Okay, that's all I'm going to say about the conflict. Just know the truth.
就是要让我们知道一些事实。
Now let's look at a few scriptures together, so I can keep moving along. Let's look at there's so many. Let's look at Math. I'll just read a few. You don't have to turn to everyone. Matthew 5:35.
马太福音第五章三十五节。
And it's just this one section. I'll just say that one part. It says, Jesus says, Jerusalem is the city of the great king.
耶稣说耶路撒冷是大君的京城。
That's the important part, that Jesus himself said, Jerusalem, who's the great king? It's his father. He says, Jerusalem is my city, my father's city forever.
这是耶稣亲口说的，说耶路撒冷是大君，大君就是天父，天父的京城，大君的京城。
Let's look at Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 22.
撒迦利亚书八章二节三节。
There are hundreds of these scriptures. I'm just going to open to a couple.
有很多很多类似的经文，我就是引用一两处。
So, what did I say? Zechariah 8. It says, Yeah, maybe you're... Okay, it is 8:2. I'm really sorry. I gave you the wrong scripture. Thank you, Margaret.
八章二节。
It says, The word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I am very jealous for Zion. I am burning with jealousy. This is what the Lord says. I will return to Zion, and I will live in Jerusalem.Then Jerusalem will be called the city of truth, where all the truths of God come out from that city. And the mountain of the Lord will be called the holy mountain, set apart for God.
万军之耶和华如此说，我为锡安心里极其火热，我为他火热，向他的仇敌发烈怒。耶和华如此说，我现在回到锡安，要住在耶路撒冷中。耶路撒冷必称为诚实的城，万军之耶和华的山必称为圣山。
God is jealous, burning with jealousy for that city. He's like a jealous husband that won't let anyone else have her.
在这里，神就像一个因爱充满了嫉妒的丈夫，不让别人来占有他的妻子，所以他为锡安心里极其的火热。
And then he says, "I will return to Zion and I will live there. That will be my home."
他说我要回到锡安，我要住在耶路撒冷，那要成为我的家。
There's another scripture, I didn't write this one down, Margaret, but it's Ezekiel chapter 43. And I just want to read you because it's incredible what God is saying. He said this before Jesus even became a man on the earth.
这里是在耶稣道成肉身以前，这是很惊奇的一段经文。
So, if you look at Ezekiel chapter 43 and verse 7, this is what God says to Ezekiel the prophet.
43章第七节。
He says, Son of man...This is the place of my throne. But wait, let me back up a minute. Wait, I have to back up. He took Ezekiel in a vision to Jerusalem. Ezekiel was living in Babylon as a captive, but God took him in the spirit to Jerusalem and showed him the new millennial temple that has never yet been built.
在那个时候，以西结还在被巴比伦掳去的那个地方，但是神在灵里面把他意象中间带回耶路撒冷，让他看到以后那个时候还不存在的以后千禧年的那个圣殿的状况。
Okay, and then the Lord says to him, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne, and the place for the soles of my feet to dwell forever. This is where I will live among the Israelites forever. The soles of my feet. He's going to live in Jerusalem forever. Did you ever read that?
人子啊，这是我宝座之地，是我脚掌所踏之地，我要在这里住，在以色列人中直到永远，就是神脚掌所踏之地，他要住在那里。
That wasn't fulfilled in the first coming of our Lord Jesus.
耶稣第一次来的时候，这个经文并没有应验，对吗？
First of all, he was only with us for 33.5 years.
首先，耶稣在世上只有33年半。
And second of all, he didn't live in Jerusalem. He lived primarily in the northern part of Israel, in the region of Galilee.
其次，耶稣并没有在耶路撒冷住，他是住在以色列的北部加利利的地域。
His first coming was a partial fulfillment or a foretaste of what would come later.
耶稣的第一次来是他再来的一个初尝，一个很部分的初尝。
Jesus was jealous for Jerusalem, and that's why he wanted to protect her.
耶稣确实为了耶路撒冷心里充满了这种嫉妒的这种火热的爱，所以他要保护他们。
Jesus was jealous for God's house of prayer. That's why he drove out all the money changers and said, I'm so jealous for my father's house, you're turning it into a place of almost prostitution and merchandising.
耶稣对他负责的祷告殿真的心里火热，所以才很愤怒地将这些做买卖的人都赶出去，说把我负责的殿变成贼窝了。
So Jesus' first coming partially fulfilled Zechariah's words, but not in the fullness of my feet will live in safety forever.
耶稣第一次来的时候，部分的应验了撒加利亚的预言，但是没有完全的应验，因为他的脚掌没有踏在耶路撒冷，所以没有完全的应验。
So this is just one of many scriptures that shows you God's eternal purpose for Jerusalem is that he will live there.
所以这是众多的经文之一，显示耶稣在以后要住在耶路撒冷。
Will he live there in the way Jerusalem looks and acts right now?
耶稣要住在耶路撒冷，那个时候的耶路撒冷是不是就像他现在这个光景呢？
He cannot.
不会是这样的。
How can his holy eyes look upon sin?
他圣洁的眼目不能够看罪。
How can his holy feet walk in a defiled place?
他圣洁的脚掌不能踏在罪恶之地。
His house must be a house of prayer for all nations.
他的殿要成为万国祷告的殿。
How will Jerusalem go from what it is now to what it must become for him to dwell there? How do you get from point A to point B?
我们如何从 A 点到 B 点呢？如何从耶路撒冷的现状能够进入到到那个时候耶稣可以居住的地方呢？
Many, many Christians think this way.
很多基督徒这样想。
They think, well, right now Jerusalem is full of sin and they don't love Jesus yet and they don't think he's the Messiah. But when he comes back, everything will instantly and automatically be converted to a perfect city with perfect faith and perfect righteousness.
很多人认为以色列人耶路撒冷现在是充满了罪，也不信神，也不爱神。但是到时候神来的时候，他们就会自动的一下就变成一个完美之地了。
Many Christians have that attitude of, oh well, when Jesus comes back, he'll make everything okay.
很多基督徒认为，反正耶稣来了以后，他就会自动的把一切都变好了。
That sounds funny.
听起来还不错。
But it's actually a terrible, terrible, dangerous mistake that most people make.
但是确实一个很可怕的错误，很多人都犯这个错误。
Jesus could come back, snap his fingers, and you know in Walt Disney movies, the little fairy waves her wand and those little sparkly things come out and everything and the Beauty and the Beast turns into the handsome prince and it could be magic, but it's not going to be that way.
耶稣可以有能力像那个迪士尼动画片里的那个魔杖一样一挥这个就人就改变了然后就有发生了奇妙的工作变成美丽的王子和公主但是他不会这样做。
You say to me, but Jill, Jesus is God. He can do that. He could do it.
但是你说耶稣是神，他可以这样做，他完全有能力这样做。
Yes, but it is not good for the Son of Man to rule and reign alone, and he won't do it without his bride.
是的，神是可以这样做，但是神的儿子不愿意独自这样做，他要跟他的心腹一起来执掌王权。
It wasn't good for Adam to rule alone.And so the Lord took a bride out of his side.
所以神看就像神看亚当一个人治理不好，所以把他在他的肋中取出夏娃。
Matthew 22 verse 2 puts it this way.
马太福音22章22节这样说。
The kingdom of heaven is like a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son.
22章第二节，天国就像一个王要给他的儿子摆设娶亲的宴席。
The father chose you to be a bride for his son, so that his son would not rule and reign alone.
所以神拣选我们是为他的儿子拣选一个心腹，这样他的儿子就不用一个人来执掌王权。
So the question we asked was, how do we get from the sinful Jerusalem that doesn't even believe in Jesus now?
所以我们的问题是，耶路撒冷如何从一个现在都不信主的罪恶的城市
to the glorious righteous kingdom we read about in all these passages?
变为我们在经文中念到的这样充满荣耀公义的一个城市呢？
Do you know how?
我们知道如何吗？
Anybody got the answer? Bob likes to ask questions. Anybody know how?
谁知道怎么样改变？
Pray.
祷告。
Okay, take it a step further. Pray and...
还有祷告，还有。
Prophesy. Repent.
悔改。
Fast.
发预言。禁食。哭泣。
Worship.
敬拜。
Warfare. Intercession.
属灵征战。
Isaiah 62, turn to that.
翻到以赛亚书62章。
Remember, Bob said that the entire millennial structure is governed by the prophetic word in the bride's mouth. Do you remember him saying that?
大家记得。
He said it in different words, but that's what he said.
Bob 有一个话，他的意思就是说，所有千禧年的这个状况，各个方面的状况，都是由这个心腹口里所发出的预言性的话语来成就的。
Remember, he said we were commissioned to do three things: build the school of prophets here, the school of discipleship.And the house of prayer.
说到我们要做三件事，门徒学校、先知学校和祷告的殿。
And at the end of last night's message, he explained why each of those three was necessary to take you where you need to go to walk into your millennial destiny.
他也解释了这三件事情的重要性是如何帮助我们能够进入到我们在千禧年中的职分。
And when he explained the one about the school of prophets, this is basically what he said.
主要他是在讲到那个先知学校的时候讲的。
He said the whole millennial reformation or transformation of the earth is based on the prophetic word.
他说整个地球在千禧年中间的更新是基于心腹口里所说的话。
The Lord's word is what made the earth in the first place, and the Lord's word is what's going to recreate and fix the earth later.
神口里所说的话就是第一次的创造，但是心腹口里所说的话要把这个创造现在的状况来更新。
And he's training up all of his bride to be the prophetic word, to accurately speak what he's speaking, say what he says, pray what he prays.
所以现在他做的就是训练他的心腹能够让我们说出神说的话，来发出神要在我们借着我们发的预言。
So let me give you a practical example, and then I have a lot of other scriptures to share with you.
来给大家一个例子。
Here's a practical example. Let's say we're in the very early stages of the millennium.
比如我们现在在千禧年的最早期。
This is real.
这是事实。
Okay, the Antichrist and his armies have been killed.
那个敌基督和他的那个军队已经被消灭了。
This is just a side thing, but Ezekiel says it will take Israel 7 months to bury the bodies of those soldiers.
这是很伤心的事情，但是以西结书说到，以色列人要花七个月来埋葬他们士兵的尸体。
So first, the land is defiled with millions of dead bodies, maybe tens of millions, and the land has to be cleansed before Jesus can even set up a full government.
所以首先我们要清理 在地面上的数以百万计的尸体来做清洁的工作，耶稣才能再来。
So they bury all these bodies and they burn all these weapons, and now Jesus looks out at a city on the earth. Some city.
所以首先他们要埋葬这些尸体来销毁这些武器，然后耶稣来看看这个事。
Let's say Paris, France. For example, Paris. So he looks at Paris.At how it was just before he came back. He saw shops that were unclean. He saw horrible behavior. He saw cursing and blasphemy and infrastructure that was not aligned with heaven.
So when he saw Paris, this city, he saw all kinds of 罪恶淫乱 这个亵渎等等的这些现象是天上没有对齐的。
How is Paris going to turn into a worshiping godly Passover keeping city?
所以巴黎怎么样能够成为一个就是圣洁的公义的就是祷告的这个跟天上连接的城市呢？
What's going to turn the survivors in France into people that love Jesus and write songs for him and worship him and prophesy? What's going to make the people of France that survive the war, what's going to turn them into worshippers?
是什么可以使这些幸存的人来转变呢？让他们成为敬拜者呢？
Let's just say that, I'm just going to point to someone. Let's just say the Lord had laid Paris on Lynn's heart for many, many years.
比如说在在你的心中，神已经把巴黎放在心中的有负担很多年了。
Let's say that for years, Lynn has been regularly praying at least once a week for France and was praying for the salvation of Paris.
也许你很多年都在为这个城市的得救在祷告，有这个负担。
Because she sowed her prayers into that city, the Lord Jesus is going to give her an inheritance in the transformation of that city.
因为你在多年的祷告中种下了这个种子对这个城市，所以神就拣选你来为这个城市的更新来就是选择了你。
Not one prayer is ever wasted. Not one tear falls to the ground. It goes to a bowl in heaven.
没有一个祷告，没有一滴眼泪是白费的，每一个都到了天上。
Whatever city or country you pray for now, you will have some governing or authoritative role in the restoration and the salvation of that city when he comes.
你所有负担今天祷告的每一个国家每一个城市都会赋予你未来的权柄神让你在这个国家城市的更新中间有这样的权柄
And let's just say there were 1,000 other intercessors around the world like Lynn who were praying for Paris So the Lord is going to make them the Paris team
所以也许在全球像这样的对这个城市有负担的有上千人神就把他们聚集在一起成为这个巴黎的执政掌权的人
Even though I'm making up the little details, this is really an accurate picture in terms of the structure of how he rewards people.
也许我讲的有点详细但这确实就是一幅图画就是在未来的这个时代中间神怎么样来赏赐他的百姓
And they will be in their glorified bodies. They will be reigning over mortal people in Paris who survived the war.
那么这些人就会带着他们荣耀的灵体来来就是掌管来治理在那个灾难中间幸存的那些人
Remember Bob said there will be three types of people on the earth when the Lord comes back
大家还记得 Bob 讲到说灾难以后还剩下三类人吗世界上
There will be the true believers that love God and have overcome
一个是真相信的得胜者
They're the ones that get their glorified body at the moment of the rapture, or if they stay behind voluntarily, they get their glorified body when he actually, Revelation 19, comes back on his horse.
所以这些人就是在被提的时候就被提走，变成荣耀的身体，或者自愿留下来，当耶稣再回来的时候变成灵体，他们就一起来治理。
So those overcomers will be on the earth in their immortal glorified bodies.
所以那个时候，这些得胜者就在他们荣耀的灵体中间。
The second population Bob talked about were the reprobates or the rebels who took the mark of the beast, and their only future is the lake of fire.
第二类的人就是有受印记的这些人，他们的结局就是火湖。
And then there was this third group that most people don't think about, which are called the survivors or the resistors.
还有第三类人，很多人都不清楚，叫做幸存者或者是抵挡者。
These are regular earthly people who were not saved, who did not love Jesus at the time that he raptured the bride, but they didn't take the mark either. So they still had a chance of salvation.
所以这些人就是在被提以前都没有信主的，没有得救的人，但他们也没有受的印记。
Almost all of those people will end up getting saved.
这些人会还存在。他们中间的大部分人到那个时候会得救。
It's going to be very rare for them to harden their hearts once they see that they've survived and Jesus is actually coming visibly as a king. It would be a little hard. You could if you want to harden your heart, but most of them will get saved.
因为到那个时候，当他们看到神耶稣以荣耀的君王的样式再临的时候，很难再硬着心不信了。那个时候。
So Lynn and the Paris team are going to be ruling and reigning from Jerusalem, but making frequent instant trips to Paris to teach the leaders of the survivors how to have a righteous city.
所以像巴黎的到时候这个治理者他们就会在耶路撒冷在他们荣耀的身体中间来治理，但是他们会有一些 来往跟那个巴黎那个城市之间有些来往，来教导当地的执政掌权的人怎么样在神的公义中间来治理。
But before they go out and actually clean up the city, they're going to prophesy and speak into the reality that Paris must become.
但是当人在对着这个在实际的清理巴黎这个城市以前，他们要先从口里说出预言的话语来命令这个城市要成为它将要成为的样子。
They will be speaking creative prophetic words over the city that they are responsible for transforming, because those words have creative power.
他们要对自己所负责的这些城市说出创造性有生命的话语。
And what we're doing now is rehearsing for that.
我们今天所有做的都是为将来这些事情的预习。
We can begin to move in that transforming, declaring prophetic prayer now. We must.Do it now, or we won't be entrusted with it later.
我们可以进入，我们也必须开始进入这个领域，就是从口中发出创造性的、预言性的话语。否则，到那个时候，我们不能够被信托做这个事情。
Okay, now just for time's sake, I have to move on to Isaiah 65 and 66.
我们要进入以赛亚书。
I promised you that the last time I was here, and I thought I was out of time, and I wasn't out of time, but I thought I was, and I'm sorry. So now we'll do it now.
是上一次没有讲到的65章66章
Okay. Just, I'm not even going to read the first half of Isaiah 65. It's all that bad stuff that I told you where God is angry at Jerusalem and angry at their idolatry. And you can read that on your own time.
65章前半部分所有都是讲到神对以色列的愤怒，所以我没有时间读，我们自己下去读。
But all of a sudden, Isaiah just...goes from a sentence of judgment and anger, he goes right into the most glorious promise you've ever seen in verse 17 of Isaiah 65.
到17节，突然以赛亚就笔锋一转，从最严厉的审判进入了最光辉灿烂的景象。
I'm just going to read, I think I'll read from 17 to 20.
17到20节。
Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth.The former things will not be remembered. They will not even come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and I will take delight over my people.The sound of weeping and crying will be heard no more in Jerusalem. Never again will there be a baby who only lives a few days, or an old man who doesn't live out his years. But he who dies at 100 will be thought just a mere youth. And he who fails to reach 100 will be considered cursed by God. They will build houses. Okay, we're not going to keep going there. Just that part.
看哪，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。你们当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐，因我造耶路撒冷为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐。我必因耶路撒冷欢喜，因我的百姓快乐，因为其中不再听见哭泣的声音和哀嚎的声音，其中并没有数日夭亡的婴儿，也没有寿数不满的老者，因为百岁死的仍算孩童，有百岁死的罪人算被咒诅。
Now, this passage has confused Bible scholars for hundreds of years.
这段经文让圣经学家很多年都迷惑不解。
Because the Western Christian mind has always thought like this.
因为西方基督徒的思维是这样。
We're on this broken earth right now, and everything's bad and sinful.
我们现在在这个罪恶破碎的世界里面。
And one day Jesus is going to come and take us all to heaven, and everything will be eternal and perfect, and we'll all play lots of harps.
所以有一天，神就把我们全都带到天堂去，美好的地方，我们永远在那里弹琴歌唱。
The Western Christian mind is so influenced by Greek thought that they could only think of the bad physical and the glorious spiritual ethereal world.
因为西方人的思想被希腊思想深深的影响，一方面觉得物质肉体都是败坏的，一方面觉得灵都是美好的，在一边。
Almost all Christian churches and denominations have been influenced by that Greek way of thinking.
基本上所有西方教会的人的思想都被希腊思想所影响。
And that's why a passage like Isaiah that I just read you is so confusing, because it's talking about a new heavens and a new earth, and in the same breath it's saying, oh, if you only live to 100, you poor thing, you're so young, and a baby won't die so soon.
所以他们实在不能够明白这里所说的事情，就是天和地要连接，在地上会有这样的情况啊，这个没有，就是百岁死的仍然算孩童，他们不明白这些经文。
And Christians go, wait a minute, this Isaiah didn't understand anything. If you're on the earth, babies die and men get old, but in heaven, babies don't die and men don't die at 100. So how can this both be true?
所以基督徒实在是觉得以赛亚在这里写的是什么呀？因为在地上孩子就是很早就会，人不会活到这个年龄，那么在天上呢又不会有死亡的事情，所以怎么会有这种混合的，好像这种情况呢
？Isn't it awesome that God is now he's revealing the reality of the millennium, which is a combination of the real earth that we live on and the supernatural dimension coming down and changing things, but it's still this earth.
所以真是一个极大的启示，向我们展示千禧年其实就是神把天堂带在地，所以是一种梦形式的结合，在地上会展示出来。
And so we remember those survivors or those resistors that I was telling you about in Bobas.
对，记得第三类人嘛，就是抵挡者。
They're still in their mortal bodies when Jesus comes, and their children will still grow up and get married and have physical babies just like we do now.
所以这些幸存者在那个时候，他还是就是跟现在一样的血肉之体，他们的孩子还会再生孩子，就是跟现在的人一样。
The immortal overcomers will no longer have physical babies.
但是荣耀的这个在荣耀灵体中生活的人，那个时候他们不会再有孩子，不会再是这个身体。
When people asked Jesus if this woman in the resurrection state would be married to this man or that man, he said, "You don't understand the resurrection. We will no longer be married or given in marriage in the exact same way we are now on this earth." He said, "You'll be more like the angels."
所以当大家记得在圣经里面有人问耶稣说那个离过婚的妇人她复活以后她到底是哪一个是她的丈夫，那耶稣就告诉她说我们到那个时候我们也不嫁也不娶，因为我们不在这个身体中间了，我们更多的有点像天使的样子。
We will still look and feel exactly like who we are, only we get an upgraded body.
我们到那个时候还是会感受就像我们自己一样，只是在升级版本的身体当中。
Every one of us will know and recognize each other. We will still have our personality, our sense of humor. If I was good at math here, I'm good at math in heaven.
所以我们彼此到时候还是能够认得出来，我们还是有各自的特性，我们的擅长还是能认出来的。
We'll still all wear different clothing and have different abilities, and we'll look just like us, only better.
我们还是会穿不同的衣服，我们所喜欢的样式，我们还是看起来跟现在比较像，但是是比现在好。
But the mortal people that we rule and reign over and help train them and disciple them and get them all saved, they will still marry and have children for 1,000 years, which could be 10 generations or 20 generations, depending on how long everybody lives.
但是当那个时候我们所训练、所要改变、所要拯救的那些幸存者，他们还是在肉体当中，所以1000年的时间大概他们还要繁衍10代、20代的样子。
Remember before the flood?Men lived to be 600, 700, 800, 900 years old.
记得挪亚那个大洪水以前，人都活到好几百岁，六七百岁。
Do you believe that's a literal biblical truth?
你相信吗？那个时候的人的寿命是有那么长的。
There are some scientists that say that the human body was actually designed to last 1,000 years. It's just that the corruption and sin and toxic nature of the world has made us unable to live past 100. But the physical body could live 1,000 years.
有一些科学家甚至研究出来说，人的这个身体被造的这个状况其实可以活1000年，但是是因为罪啊，因为污染，因为环境等等，所以被毁坏了，不能够活那么久。
Even after Adam and Eve sinned, how long did they live before they actually died? Wasn't it hundreds and hundreds of years?
大家记得，即使亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他们后代在一段时间里还是能活好几百岁。
So they had a body like ours, and they lived that long.
所以他们跟我们是一样的身体，能够活那么几百年。
Why does it say the man who dies before he reaches 100 will? You'll say, "Oh, that poor man. He was so young."
所以到时候如果活到100岁就死了，我们会说：“哎呀，真可怜，这么年轻就死了。”
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is restoring the Genesis 1 situation on the earth. There's no more disease and decay and sin and brokenness to make us die at 72 or 58 or whatever.
因为到前几年的时候，这个地已经被恢复了，就像伊甸园的时候没有被玷污、没有被毁坏的那个样子，所以我们应该活那么久。
So during the millennium, the mortals will live much, much, much longer, just like before the flood, but they're still mortals.
所以在千禧年那些幸存者还是会活很长很长很长，就像洪水以前的年岁，只是他们还是会死。
And the Lord says, rejoice over Jerusalem. And then he says, I will rejoice over Jerusalem.
所以神说我们要为耶路撒冷欢喜，因为我必因耶路撒冷欢喜。
And then if you look at Isaiah, he just goes on and on. It's an incredible passage, and he goes right into Isaiah 66.
所以一直到以赛亚书六十六章这里都讲到这种美好的奇妙的景象。
When Isaiah wrote the scroll of Isaiah, there were no chapter divisions.
当以赛亚自己在写这卷书的时候是没有分章节的。
That's a man-made thing. So in Isaiah's mind, he just kept writing.
以赛亚就是这样持续的写，是后人把它分章节的。
So if you look at chapter 66 and look at verse 7, and I'm going to read all the way through from 7 to 11.
七到十一节，六十六章。
And then I want to talk about that. It's very important.Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. Who has ever heard of such a thing? Who has ever seen such things of a woman giving birth before she's even in labor? Can a country be born in a day or a nation be brought forth in a moment? But no sooner is Zion means Jerusalem in the Bible, no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Do I bring to the moment of birth but not give delivery, says the Lord?Do I close up the womb just at the moment of delivery, says your God? And then he says this again. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. For you will be comforted. You will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. And you will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance.
西安未曾娶劳就生产，未觉疼痛就生出男孩。国岂能一日而生，民岂能一时而产？因为西安一娶劳便生下儿女，这样的事谁曾听见，谁曾看见呢？耶和华说，我既使他临产，岂不使他生产呢？你的神说，我既使他生产，岂能使他避胎不生呢？你们爱慕耶路撒冷的，都要与他一同欢喜快乐，你们为他悲哀的，都要与他一同乐上加乐，使你们在他安慰的怀中吃奶得饱，使他们得他丰盛的荣耀，犹如挤奶，满心喜乐。
Why does he say,You who mourn over her, rejoice greatly. You will be comforted.
为什么要说你们为她悲哀的都要与她一同乐上加乐呢？
How many people on the earth mourn over Jerusalem, honestly?
诚实来说，这个世界上有多少人与耶路撒冷一同悲哀呢？
I'm going to guess it's a remnant of a remnant of intercessors.
我相信是在代祷者中的很少的人的很少的人。
But remember Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said, Blessed are you who mourn, for you will be comforted.
还记得耶稣登山宝训说，哀痛的人有福了，因为你们必得安慰。
When he said that, wasn't he telling us that mourning is part of our work as believers, part of our job as intercessors?
他的意思就是说，我们作为信他的人，我们作为代祷者，悲哀是我们的一项工作。
I used to always think when Jesus said that he meant, oh well, if your baby died, I'm sorry, you're mourning, but don't worry, God will comfort you later.
你是不是在听到耶稣那段话的时候，觉得是好像在说一种情况？哎呀，你的孩子死了，我真的为你很伤心，但是没关系，神会安慰你的，是不是这种悲哀
？And that's true. When we lose a loved one and we mourn, yes, he does comfort us. I'm not minimizing that.
确实这也是一种就是我们遇到世界上悲哀的事情我们伤心神安慰我们
But he's talking about something much bigger than just a personal loss in our own life
但是他在那里八福中讲到的是远远超过我们个人的一些事情的悲哀
There is a mourning that is required from intercessors and prayer warriors
对于代祷的勇士和代祷的精兵从心中的哀痛是一种要求
There is a mourning for our nationand its wickedness, and extra blessings for those who mourn for the condition of Jerusalem turned away from their God.
所以对我们国家有一种哀痛的心，对我们国家的罪人哀痛的心是有福的。那么对耶路撒冷，因为他们背叛神，对他们有哀痛的心是更有福的。
And here's just another verse from the same passage from verse 12 to 13. I will extend peace to her, Jerusalem, like a river, and the wealth of the nations will come like a flooding stream into Jerusalem, and you will nurse and be carried on her arm. In other words, Jerusalem will feed you, you intercessors, and you will be dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem.
耶和华如此说，我要使平安延及他，好像江河，使列国的荣耀延及他，如同仗义的河，你们要从中享受，你们必蒙抱在肋旁，这里指我们代祷者被以色列抱在肋旁，摇弄在膝上，母亲怎样安慰儿子，我就照样安慰你们，你们也必因耶路撒冷得安慰。
There are many scriptures, I have them here, but I won't read them now because we're going to have to like keep finishing up.But the scriptures that say in the millennial kingdom, as Jerusalem comes into her destiny, the wealth of the nations will come into her gates.
讲到千禧年，就是耶路撒冷得他荣耀进入命定的时候，万国的财宝都要运过来。
You can find these passages. I can give you some of them.
他有很多的经文讲到这个方面。
And it says the kings will come and bring their wealth to you.
就是列国的王都要来进贡他们的珍宝。
Now, many people, when they read this passage in Isaiah 65 that says, Can Zion be born in a day? Most people connect that with the modern birth of the state of Israel in 1948.
很多人在读65章说到一个国岂能一日而生吗？都想到以色列48年复国的事情。
That is true, but it's not the ultimate fulfillment of that passage.
确实这也是指的那件事说的，但是那还不是完全的成就。
You may have noticed in scripture that there are many prophecies that are partially fulfilled at one moment in history, but hundreds of years later there's a bigger fulfillment, and then when the Lord comes back, there's the ultimate fulfillment.
你会看到圣经中很多预言在历史一个时代好像成就了一部分，几百年以后好像又成就了很大的一部分，但是到了最终的时候才是他末了全部的成就。
This is one of those passages where, yes, it had to do with 1948, but there is a bigger fulfillment when Zion is reborn in a day, when Jerusalem comes back into a love affair with her God and Jesus, her Yeshua, her Messiah. That will be, can a nation be reborn in a day?
所以这里就是这种情况，在四八年复国的时候是这个部分的成就，但是要到最后耶路撒冷最终成为神的这个命定里面的这个城市，就是耶稣来这个城市治理掌权，那个才是真正来成就这句话，说一国岂能在一天中间成就吗
？Many biblical prophecies are not just fulfilled at one moment in history, and then Christian scholars say, "Well, that one was done."
很多圣经的经文在历史上部分的成就，基督徒就说好，这个预言已经完成了。
Bob gave a perfect example of that last night. He said, when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem, they partially were being an antichrist type government.
昨天 Bob 给了一个很好的例子，就是当罗马人在主前七十年摧毁耶路撒冷的时候，这就是一个就是敌基督做的事情的一个先兆。
They murdered over 1 million Jews in 3 years. They burned down the temple. They stole the gold. They behaved as a beast nation.
在三年间，他们屠杀了100万的犹太人，摧毁了圣殿，抢走了所有的金银，所以做的就像一个敌基督一样。
Many of the Roman Caesars were a foretaste of Antichrist. They were a type of Antichrist.
他们所做的就是罗马执政的人所做的很多的事情，就像敌基督的一个。
So Bob was saying, yes, that was a tribulation of the greatest proportion for those people living in that time. But he was saying, that's not the ultimate fulfillment of the abomination that leaves Jerusalem depopulated of its people.
所以昨天 Bob 就讲到说，对于那个时代生活的人，那个就是一个非常大的灾难，然而还不是末世的大灾难。
Now, I just want to say one thing back about verse 17. Behold, I will create a new heavens and a new earth.
回到65章17节说，看哪，我造新天新地。
This has confused scholars very much because it sounds like he's absolutely destroying the earth that we now know and starting over and making a whole new big ball of mud called the earth. And he's destroying everything in heaven and in the sky and in the star. Just everything's gone. And he's starting from scratch. That's what it sounds like to some minds.
这对于很多圣经学者来说很疑惑，他们脑子中认为好像神把现在这个世界地球全部毁灭，然后要从新创造一个新的天和地。
But the Hebrew could just as well be translated, I create a renewed heavens and a renewed earth.
但是在希伯来文中，这个地方应该翻译成为一个更新的天和更新的地，更新的。
I believe very strongly that the millennial kingdom will be on this earth, which will undergo radical geological changes at the time of the bowls of wrath.
我相信，就我个人非常的坚信，千禧年在这个地上，就是当这个七灾过去以后，它是一个完全的一个更新。
The bowls of wrath are so severe, as Bob talked about, that mountains will literally disappear and go under the sea. Islands will disappear. Jerusalem's geography will be radically changed in terms of the heights of all the mountains.
在地理和地形上都会有很大的改变，因为七晚和七号的这个灾难是如此的大，所以很多的山已经沉下去，地貌地理都发生巨大的改变。
Entire nations and parts of nations will disappear under the waters.
很多的国家会沉入海底就不见了。
Other nations will be elevated and come out prettier than before.
然后很多的国家会浮出水面，比以前更加的美丽。
So it will be a renewed earth, but it will still be this earth. It will just look different.
确实会是一个更新的天地，但是还是这个星球，还是这个地方，但是只是被更新的美丽的地方。
When he says a new heavens,
他说新天的时候
，This is what I believe he means.
我相信这是他所指的。
Remember when the wrath of the Lamb comes in Revelation chapter 6 and it says the sky is rolled back like a scroll and suddenly everyone can see the angry Lamb?
记得在启示录第六章说天地都要卷起来，人们就可以看到那个羔羊。
Do you understand the blue sky is a veil that God laid out to separate us so we couldn't see the throne room?
我们知道吗？这个天就是神作为一个就是这个隔断的一个东西，让我们不能够看到灵界的天上。
Can you imagine the sky physically like it was this big thick curtain rolling away, and suddenly you see the fury of the wrath of God and His Son burning those eyes of anger right into your house?
你可以想象吗？就是实际的去想象这个天地就像那个幕布一样被卷起来，然后你看到羔羊的愤怒降临下来。
So that's why it says a new heavens.Because it doesn't mean the heaven where God lives is going to be radically redecorated with new furniture and a new throne.
所以这个新天不是说神所居住的那个天，要来换上新的家具或者新的样子。
When usually in Hebrew, when it says the heavens, it's referring to what we call the sky, the atmosphere, and the outer space, stars and stuff beyond the sky.
希伯来书中间说的天就是指我们的外，就是我们这个星球以外的这个叫什么宇宙。
And we read in
太空。
Where do we read in so many places that the stars will fall out of the sky, the sun will turn black, the moon will turn blood red? Hebrew says everything in heavens and earth that can be shaken will be shaken, and men will be saying hide us from all that.
所以其实有一个地方讲到说众星都要坠落，然后太阳要变黑，月亮要变成血水，所有的人都就是惊恐。
So when I say a new heavens and a new heavens, I really believe that he's going to recreate the atmosphere over the earth, not the throne room heavens, but the atmosphere surrounding the earth, because he will have destroyed a lot of that in the shaking. If stars fell to the ground and hurt people, God's going to have to create new stars with new namesThat will not fall anymore.
所以我相信，但神在说到这个天的更新的时候，不是指到他的宝座的那一块，是指到我们这个地球上面的这个太空和宇宙，因为很多要被震动的都要被震动，所以他要创造新的星球、新的星星在我们上面是不能被震动的。
Much of the surface of the earth will be destroyed by fire, but it's the surface of the earth, not the entire planet itself.
所以我们这个地的表面很多都要被烈火所焚烧所改变，但是不是这个星球，只是表面表层。
I'm convinced that even when God the Father's throne and all eternity and the new Jerusalem comes down and imposes itself over this planet, I still believe it will be this planet. It's like putting a crown on your tooth, but the stump is still there.
我相信当神
I do. I think it's a dental work.
我相信这个神的工作和新天新地实际的就是降临在这个星球上，就像你做了一个牙科手术，在你这个坏的这个你在你这个以前的牙床上面再放一个新的牙冠一样，但是还是这个地球。
Okay. could go a million places, but I think I'm supposed to start to close.
我还有很多很多地方可以分享。
I should be done by 12, roughly. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, let me give you one more scripture and then I'll close. Isaiah 63.
以赛亚书六十三章。
Okay, I might have shared this with you last time, but Isaiah 63 is the same vision that John saw in Revelation 19. You've got to connect those two as the same moment in history. Isaiah 63, 1-3, and Revelation 19, the rider on the white horse.
以赛亚书六十三章一到三节和启示录十九章讲到同样的一个意象，所以我们一定要把这两者联系在一起看。
This is the scene of the Lord coming back in anger, dispensing wrath as he and his armies ride into the earth.
这是当神带着他的使者回来，就是将他的烈怒要发在这个地上，是讲的。
He is coming from Edom, as you see in verse 1. Edom is the southern area of Jordan near the Dead Sea.
在约旦河的东边嘛，就是讲到以东，是他是从以东来。
I'm just going to read it to you. Who is this coming from Edom, from Bozrah? With his garments stained crimson. Who is this, robed in splendor, striding forward in the greatness of his strength? It is I, speaking in righteousness, mighty to save. Then Isaiah says, but why are your garments red? Why are they stained like those of one treading out the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone. From the nations, no one was on my side. And I trampled them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their blood stained all my garments. For the day of vengeance was in my heart to avenge my bride's suffering, and the year of my redemption to redeem the earth, to redeem Israel has come.
这从以东的波斯拉来，穿红衣服。装扮华美，能力广大，大步行走的是谁呢？就是我，是凭公义说话，以大能施行拯救。你的装扮为何有红色？你的衣服为何像踹酒榨的呢？我独自踹酒榨，众民中无一人与我同在。我发怒将他们踹下，发烈怒将他们践踏。他们的血溅在我衣服上，并且污染了我一切的衣裳。因为报仇之日在我心中，救赎我民之年已经来到。
And I'm going to read to you right now a parallel account in Revelation 19, verses 11 to 16.
我要读一段平行的经文。
I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns, many victories he has won.And he has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. That's the same blood that Isaiah saw. And his name is the Word of God. It's the same Jesus. The armies of heaven were following him. That's all the resurrected saints who were raptured.Come back with him to earth in their glorified bodies. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in white linen, dazzling and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword, that's the word, which is to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will trample the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实。他审判征战都按着公义，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己，没有人知道。他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们，并要踹全能神烈怒的酒榨。在他衣服和大腿上有名写着说：“万王之王，万主之主。”
A lot of people picture him coming down, like just kind of floating down and landing on the Mount of Olives, the way he kind of went up.
很多人认为耶稣再来的时候，就像他升天一样，就这样，冉冉的降下来了。
Because the Bible says the same Jesus that you're seeing go up, he will come down in the same way.
因为圣经里面说今天你看到耶稣怎样上升以后他还要怎样回来
But from these scriptures we realize he is coming back and he will stand on the Mount of Olives and he's coming down in the same way but not in the identical format
是的这里我们要知道耶稣是要再回来而且他的脚是要再踏回橄榄山上但是不是同样的样式
He didn't ride off on a white horse
他走的时候没有骑着白马
He didn't get on his horse and charge up to heaven, did he?
他没有骑着白马升天。
When he went up the first time, was he followed by millions of armies in white linen?
他上升的时候也没有千万的天使天军随着他上去。
So when it says he's coming back in the same way, they mean he's physically coming back to stand on this same mountain, but he's coming back in glory that he had not fully experienced when he first went up.
所以说到他还要怎样再来来说他这个他这个人要实际的再回来但是他要在一个荣耀的状况里回来不是他向他走的时候样子
Why does Isaiah 63 tell us that he's coming up from the southeast from out of the Jordanian region to cross over into Jerusalem Why doesn't it say he just rode straight down and landed on the mountain
为什么以赛亚书63章要说他从约旦东边那个角度从以东来而没有从天上直接降下来呢
I just need to say this. My new book on Israel is back there, and I spend most of the last chapter 12 explaining this secret that I don't have time to explain right now. I'll just give you the bottom line.
我今天没有时间想讲，但是在我的新书的第十二章，我做了很多的详细的讲述。
When Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
摩西带以色列人出埃及，在旷野四十年。
When the 40 years were over, it was finally time to go up and cross over the Jordan River and go into the Promised Land, right?
40年过以后，他们终于要跨过约旦河进入应许之地了。
And there were an Arab group of people on the eastern side of the Dead Sea called Moab and Edom.
在那个死海东边有一群阿拉伯人叫摩加人和另外一个摩加人和以东人。
And don't you think after 40 years, Moses really wanted the quickest way in?
你不认为在经过四十年的漂泊以后，摩西想用最快的速度进应许之地吗
？So he asked the king of Moab, "Can we please just cross through your territory and go up the king's highway? And when we get there, we won't touch one drop of water. We won't hurt. We won't eat your food. We'll pay for anything to drink. When we just go up, and then we'll cross over into our land." And they said, "No, we'll kill you if you try."
So he 就问那个摩押王说，能不能请求你让我们就从你的这个国家的边界过去？所有的损伤，我们饮用你的水，我们都会偿还给你。我们只是要借道而过，进入我们的应许之地。摩押王说，不允许，我们要杀死你们。如果你们这样尝试的话。
And if you look in the book of Numbers, it's probably somewhere between Numbers 20 and Numbers 25. Moses said, "Please let us ride up the king's highway." That is a highway that has existed for thousands of years, a trade route going across Egypt and up Edom and up Moab on the eastern side of the Dead Sea and then the eastern side of the Jordan. And then that's where Joshua crossed over into Jerusalem. And the first thing you get when you cross over is the Mount of Olives.
So, Moses...就派人去见这个以东王，在民书记二十章左右的地方说：“求你让我们差遣，我们哀求耶和华，求你让我们在你边界上的城加底斯，容我们从你的地经过，我们不走你的田园和葡萄园，也不要喝你的水，我们只从王道那边走，不偏左右，直到过了你的境界。”
And God was very angry that the Moabites would not let Moses take the Israelites up the king's highway.That's why Isaiah 63 says, Who is this striding forward, marching in majesty up the king's highway from Edom to approach Jerusalem from the southeastern side? Who else would ride up the king's highway to conquer Jerusalem from the Antichrist?
所以当时以东王没有允许摩西走这个王道渠道能够进入到他们的地，神非常的生气，所以在以赛亚书这里就说，谁要从以东的这个波斯来，要走这条路进入这个神要应许的这个地方，所以神这次要从这个以前以色列人没有能够被允许走的这条路要再回来。
That is the root of David. That is the root of Joshua. That is the root of King Jesus, conquering his enemies and coming into Jerusalem up the king's highway. All the nations will recognize that road. It's still to this day called the king's highway. And all the nations will know that he is following in the footsteps of his father David and his father Joshua before him.
这条路现在还在那里，它的名字就叫王道。王道就是，这就是约书亚走的路，这就是大卫走的路，这就是耶稣走的路。所以今天，所以未来，耶稣还要从这条路，让所有的人万国都可以认出来，他就是那一位弥赛亚。所以他就要走这条路。
And Antichrist soldiers, millions of them, will be completely in that region when Jesus comes. He has to do physical, earthy battle with millions of troops of the Antichrist. He's not going to kill them from heaven. He's going to be a real king in a real glorified physical body. And with real soldiers, who are you guys, the overcoming bride, men, women, and children, riding on white horses. I have a friend named David Michael who lived this moment in history not even a vision, he actually experienced being part of that army and coming back to Jerusalem.
所以当耶稣再来的时候，就是因为有那个敌基督的千万的军队围在那里要来阻止，所以呢，神并不是从天上有一个什么样的方法或者属灵的方法来驱除这些人，而是与我千万的神自己的大军，就是我们这一些人一起来在地上有一个实际的地上的征战，来打败他们，进入从这条路进来。他有一个朋友，就是在应该说是在实际中，就是
So your friend, I have a friend who's a prophet.
他有朋友是先知，所以
who found himself in a place in the sky with millions of saints coming down on white horses and physically killing millions of soldiers with Jesus leading the way.
所以他在异象里看到他在天上跟天文的天军天使一同下来，骑着白马，就是耶稣是他们的就是带领来就是实际的做征战，杀死了很多敌基督的军队。
That's why there's a sword in Jesus' mouth when he comes back. When he opens his mouth, people die.
所以这就是为什么说到耶稣的口中有利剑，所以当耶稣的口张开的时候，这个利剑出来就会杀死很多的人。
And his bride will be agreeing with all his righteous judgments. Amen.
所以他所有的心腹都对他这种公义的这个做法都会阿门。
So we don't have to be afraid of the righteous judgments of God because he is not angry at his bride.
所以我们对于神公义的审判不要觉得害怕，因为他对他的心腹是公义的。
His eyes of fire when he looks at us, the fire is the passion of his love and desire.
当他看我们的时候，他的眼中是充满了火焰，是爱的火焰。
But woe to the enemies of the king on his wedding day.
但是在婚宴的那一天，他的敌人有祸了。
Because he will not drink the marriage cup until he drinks it in Jerusalem at the wedding supper of the Lamb with you.
所以，因为耶稣不再喝那个杯，直到他在他婚礼的时候跟我们一同喝的时候。
And over Jerusalem, Isaiah 4, we won't look it up, but over all of Jerusalem, it says there will be a wedding canopy spread out over Zion.
在整个的耶路撒冷，在锡安城，整个的城市的上空会有一个结婚的那种帐篷。
And that canopy will be covering a cloud of pillar of the Lord's glory by day and fire by night.
所以那个帐篷就像白天有云柱火柱那样，是在神的荣耀中搭建这样一个帐篷。
And we'll talk more about that canopy on Sunday afternoon.
星期天下午我们会再讲那个婚姻的帐篷。
Okay. Are there any urgent questions before we close? So that if you go home, you're so frustrated, you just have to ask it now. Go ahead.
在结束前有没有什么特别要问的问题？很疑惑的，你不想带回家的，要问他。
He and his army. He's leading the army.
他带领他的众军，我们是他的众军。
There are what? Yeah, 19. We just read it. Yeah, there are millions of saints and angels coming with him. He's the commander in chief. We are doing the work with him. We are soldiers with him on that day.
我们跟他一同作战，他是指挥官，我们跟他一同作战。
I know. It says he's alone in Isaiah 63, but he says there was no one from the nations to stand with me.He said there was no one, I had to do it alone, meaning everyone on the earth was rebelling against me. He didn't have any support from the nations on the earth. His saints were with him because that's his bride and that's his army.
他说我独自踹酒炸是说在地上的众民中没有一个人与我同在，因为地上的众民都是悖逆的，所以 不是没有地上的众民来支持他。
But he didn't find anyone in the nations that supported his judgments. They were cursing him and saying, "You poured those hailstones on us. You blew up our mountains." They're cursing Jesus on that. So he says, "No one agreed with me."
所以地上的众民并没有支持，没有同意他这个判断。地上的众民都在咒诅和在抱怨。
Okay, any other questions? Yes. Sisters. Mm-hmm. She's asking if resistor survivor population, could that include Christians who had accepted Jesus and not taken the mark, but they were not overcomers, like they didn't get raptured because they were living compromised lives? I'll let Bob. Thank you, Bob.
Christians who didn't take the mark of the beast will be raptured.
没有受印记的基督徒会被提。
We have not done a talk on what the rapture is all about.
还没有讲到被提的详细的事情。
The rapture is not going to heaven.
被提不是提到天堂。
The rapture is a place where what is known as the Bema or Bema judgments of God.
是被称作就是基督徒的审判，基督台前的审判。
It means it's a place where we will all know what is the reward that we will have with us when we come back with Jesus.
那个审判就是告诉基督徒你在回来的时候得什么样的奖赏。
So the resistors are not Christians.
抵挡的第三类人不是基督徒。
But they have not taken the mark of the beast.
是没有受印记的。
For example, let's take the Orthodox Jews of Israel. Orthodox Jews of Israel.
正宗犹太人，我们看看不信主的犹太人。
Now they don't believe in Jesus.
他们不信耶稣。
They're not saved.
没有得救。
But they will not believe in the Antichrist also.
那些人肯定也不会相信敌基督的。
And so they will not take the mark of the beast.
就像那些人，他们不会有受印记。
So like that, there may be a lot of people, pockets of people all over the world who survive, but will not take the mark of the beast.
所以会有很多人幸存，但是没有受的印记。
Now all of these people, they have a second chance.
这些人都有第二次的机会。
They have a second opportunity when Christ comes back again to receive Christ and get saved.
所以这些人当耶稣再回来的时候还有得救的机会。
Now we can't guarantee whether everyone will still receive Christ.
但是也不是保证这些人全部都能够接受耶稣。
But the Bible talks about a big harvest, which means a good many of them will receive Christ.
但是确实有很大的收割。
Okay.
而且我们关心的都是没有得胜的基督徒的结局，是不是？
Any Christians will be raptured who love Jesus when he comes. At the time that he comes, if they have prepared themselves with oil in their lamps, like the virgins, they're five foolish and five wise. They were all Christians. They were all waiting for the bridegroom. Right. But some will be raptured, but will not be given a governmental position on the earth to rule and reign because they did not qualify.
我要消化一下。所以听起来好像是这个还是得胜的。他刚才说聪明的童女有油的，是不是爱主的被提升了？对，被提了。但是被提的也不是每一个人都可以权柄治理了，可能被提的那个结果也不一样。
I just want to say one more thing. Many, many Christians.Will be saved when they stand before the judgment seat of Jesus. He will tell them they are saved, but he will say to them, "Your life was wasted because you never asked me why I put you on this earth, and you never fulfilled the job I had for you. You did the job you thought you were supposed to do. You're saved, but you didn't fulfill your destiny." Millions of Christians will hear those words.They're not overcomers, but they're saved.
还是有成千上百万的基督徒不是得胜者，但是神会跟他们说，你们是得救的，但是你们一生没有活出我预备要让你们做的事，你们在做自己的事情，所以他们得救了，还是不是得胜者。
Okay. Where are they? They will be raptured, but they will not qualify to rule and reign on the earth. It's an honor to come back to the earth. They will stay in heaven.Not all of heaven is not being emptied out for the millennial reign.
所以那一些得救了但是没有得胜的人，他们没有资格回来跟耶稣一同治理掌权，他们会留在天堂，所以天堂不是倒空了，这些人留在那里。
Heaven won't disappear.
天堂不会消失。
In theAfter the millennium, the Father's throne comes down to earth. But during the millennium, the Father's still up there and Jesus is down here.
大家知道在千禧年以后神他的宝座和他和整个会降临在地上，但是在千禧年的中间上帝神就和他的宝座还在天上。
Okay, we have to close now. Okay, Lucy. All I know is five of them are shut out of the wedding supper and he says, I don't know you. If they get raptured, they still get shut out of the wedding banquet. I don't know if they get raptured or not, but they're in a really bad position. That's all I know. I just don't want to be one of them. Okay. Bob, I don't know. Do you know where they go?
五个愚拙的童女到哪里去了？有没有被提呢？他们到天堂还是到哪里去了？被关在门外是在哪里？
They'll go to China.
他们都到中国去了。
Well, Christians who have been living a carnal life, you know what is carnal life?
就是过着世俗肉体生活的基督徒。
Yeah. Not pleasing God.
不讨神喜悦的。
And breaking every covenant.
每一个约都破坏了。
That's a carnal Christian.
就属肉体的基督徒。
What do you think will happen to them?
大家认为他们到哪里去？
Will they be sent to China?
他们会到中国去吗？
Where do carnal Christians go?
属肉体的基督徒到哪里去了？
Go to a dark place where there's no electricity and no light.
就是在黑暗中，爱哭泣。
There are only two places that we know of in the Bible. One is heaven and the other is hell.
在圣经中我们知道有天堂有地狱。
So.Only Catholics go to another place.
只有天主教徒才到另外的地方去。他可能开玩笑，天主教徒到炼狱。
It's called purgatory.
到炼狱去了。
But for those who are not Catholics, you have only two places to go.
所以不是天主教徒，我们只有两个地方去。
So if heaven is coming to earth, we'll be back on the earth.
所以说天堂要到地上来，我们会回到地上。
Okay, carnal Christians get a second chance.
属肉体的基督徒有第二次的机会。
You see, that's the beauty of the millennium.
是千禧年的美丽所在。
What you did to the least of my brethren, you have done unto me.
你做在我弟兄身上最小的一件事，就是做在我身上。
Remember that scripture passage?
大家记得吗？
So many people who have been kind to you and to me, because we are part of the body of Christ, still get a second chance.
所以很多人对基督徒友善，他们还有第二次机会。
What do we see in that picture?
我们在这个图画中看到什么？
We see the justice of God.
我们看到神的公义。
We see His loving kindness.
我们看到神的慈爱。
He has long suffering.
他有很长的忍耐。
He gives us second chance.
他给我们第二次机会。
Because Christians have, we're talking about the carnal Christians.Have failed him, he won't send them to hell straight away.
属肉体的基督徒，他们没有得胜，但是神不会把他们送入地狱。
See, in all of this, we must appreciate God's love for us.
所以我们真的要感谢神对我们的
爱和
恩典。
He still believes in the best that in us.
他还是相信我们里面能做出最好的。
He gives us a second chance.
他给我们第二次的机会。
And that's the whole millennium. What it is all about. It's a place where people.Love Jesus in different degrees.
这就是关于千禧年之前，就是人对爱主的心有不同的阶层的人。
Some have a small amount of love for Him.
有些人有对主有一点点爱。
And some people like you and me here, we have lots of love for Him.
有些人对神有很多的爱。
So, while we will come back as ones who will reign and rule with Christ,
所以当我们这些人回来跟主一同治理的时候。
Those who are carnal, those who are not yet saved, but have given a glass of water to you or to me, that means they have shown some kindness towards a Christian.
So two kinds. So, 所以属肉体的基督徒和对属肉体的基督徒和对基督徒友善的人。
Yeah. All of these people, God gives us or them a second chance.
所以这些人都还有第二次的机会。
And that second chance is. to change in this 1,000 year period.
在这一千年内还有可改变的机会。
And that's why at the end of the 1,000 year period, we are told Satan is let loose again.
那一千年结束以后，撒旦又被放出来。
After he has been bound and kept in the pit for 1,000 years, again God releases him.
在那一千年、千禧年中间，他是被在无底坑中捆绑着，一千年以后被放出来。
It's one of the most difficult passages in Scripture.
这也是圣经中很难懂的经文。
Some people have gone mad trying to understand that.
很多人很生气这段经文不明白。
God will release them from the mental hospitals.
为什么他还要把耶稣把撒旦从精神病院中放出来呢？
I nearly got mad.
我也觉得很生气。
He saved me. He saved me.
就
I struggled with that passage for many, many years.
很多年我不明白这段经文。
I couldn't understand why after 1,000 years of keeping Satan closed up, after clearing the whole atmosphere of sin, why should he suddenly leave Satan again?
为什么在一切都洁净更新了以后，被捆绑一千年以后又把撒旦放出来呢？
And the Lord asked me to study the book of Job again and again and again.
神就让我学习约伯记，一次次学习约伯记。
And one day, finally, I understood it.
我就终于明白了。
And that gave me delight because I began to see the heart of God.
我就给我一个亮光，让我看到神的心。
So you and I, when we get angry, we would like to send someone to hell straight away.
我们对某人生气的时候，就希望他直接下地狱。
We tell somebody go to hell.
我们就说你下地狱吧。
God doesn't do that.
神不是这样的。
He waits.
他等候。
Everyone on the face of the earth has been created by His hands.
所有在地上的人都是他所造的。
Everyone has an image and likeness of Him.
每个人都有他的形象和样式。
And so He has this great generosity towards us.
所以他对我们真的有慈爱的心。
Those who have taken the mark of the beast, they have made a complete decision not to love God.
那些有受印记的，他们已经做了自己最后的决定，不爱神。
And so they receive their judgment.
所以他们就得到他们的审判。
But those who are sitting on the fence, you know the seven churches? One church was sitting on the fence.
我们知道那个七个教会，有一个教会是。
Which church was that?
坐在栏杆。
I think in Revelation chapter 3.
哪一个教会是坐在栏杆上的教会
？I think it's Laodicea. 老底
家教会。
Okay.You'll find out which church when you read the Bible.
像老底家教会。
Yeah, it says, "Be hot or be cold, but if you are lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth."
你要或冷或热，如果你不冷也不热，我就把你从我嘴中吐出去。
So many Christians are like that.
很多基督徒是像这样的。
And God gives us this 1,000-year period to finally make up our minds where we want to go.
所以神给这样的基督徒一千年的时间，让你决定你到底要到哪里去。
And so at the end of the 1,000-year period.Satan is let loose to test us.
所以在一千年结束以后，撒旦又被放出来，要来试炼这些人。
Satan is God's testing instrument.
神是对不起，撒旦是神试验基督徒的工具。
When he wants to test us whether we really and truly love him, he'll bring Satan to do the job.
神要试验我们是不是真的爱他、信靠他，他就让撒旦做这个工作。
And that's why Paul could say in Romans 8, only God can bring good out of evil.
所以这是在罗马书八章保罗说，只有神能够在坏事中间使坏事变成好事，万事互相效力。
Satan is evil, right?
撒旦是邪恶的，对吗
？But God can bring good out of him.
但是神可以从他的邪恶中找那个产。
And that is for testing us.
这就是来试验我们，让万事互相效力，让这个试炼也为我们效力。
Like he tested Job.
就像他试炼约伯一样。
So at the end of 1,000 year period, carnal Christians and good Christians like us will be reigning and ruling. All of us will have to pass the final examination, the final test.
所以当一千年以后，这个属肉体的基督徒也要跟我们一起来度过那个来经过最后的考验。
Yeah. We are moving from the millennium kingdom into the eternal state.
我们就要从千禧年又过渡到这个永恒的国度，新天新地的永恒国度。
In the eternal state, you cannot be sent back anywhere. God has to make His final decision whether He wants us or not.
到这个永恒国度这个阶段，就再也没有人能够回去了。神已经决定了你的命运了。
Once we all move into that eternal state with Him,
当我们都跟神一起进入到最后的阶段的时候
，and you happen to be one of those guys who didn't love Jesus.
你会觉得很幸运，如果你是爱主的这一群的一个。
And you got into the eternal state somehow.
你就会进入到这个永恒的国度，新天新地里面。
God can't do anything more.
神就会纪念你所有的一切。
He made a bad choice. He has to live with it for the rest of his life.
但是如果你做了不好的选择，你就将承担永恒的结局。
And that's why God is careful.
所以神是很谨慎做事。
He is making very sure that when all those who come into the eternal state with him are those who really love him.
所以他很确定每一个到时候进入永恒的跟他在一起的这个里面的人是真心爱他的人。
Because at that dividing point between the millennium and the eternal state, he will take Satan and all of the demons and cast them into the eternal fires.
因为当经过试炼就是撒旦会又一次的被捆绑要被就是放到永远的火湖里面去。
In other words, there is testing then, finish, it's over.
就已经一切结束了，没有再做试炼了。
So if you know carnal Christians, tell them you don't have a very long time, just 1,000 years left.
所以对于属肉体的基督徒，你要跟他们说你有1,000年的时间。
Praise the Lord, thank you, Bob.Well, now you know more than before. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. Does Pastor John want to close in prayer? Okay. I know there's more questions, but I fear that we're really out of time right now. There's like a limited lunch break time, so I'm just going to pray. Maybe we can take the questions, write them down. Maybe we can take them later. Father, we just thank you for the sharing of your word, Lord. There's so much more that we'd like to talk about.
天父，我们感谢你今天的分享，我们还有很多想在你心中分享的事。
But Lord, we believe that we've heard and received a lot here, and we pray that you'll multiply that word in the heart of everyone who is hungry to understand these mysteries.
主啊，但是我们相信我们今天已经分享了很多，求你来祝福这些所有分享的，在爱你的人的心中要来加倍的增长。
Most of all, I pray that in this place, you will build your house of prayer and fill them with worshipers who stand on the watchmen as watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem.
主啊，我要祷告在这里，在这个地方就要兴起祷告的殿，从中间兴起敬拜者、代祷者，为耶路撒冷来祷告征战。
And I thank you that they rejoice over Jerusalem and love her in Jesus' name. Amen.
我也求你使他们为耶路撒冷欢喜，奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。
Amen.